We're looking at a series called Submission to God, and we are at part four. And we're looking today at Ephesians. No, we're not. We're looking at James and the first chapter. I was going to look at Ephesians, that was it. We're looking at James, the first chapter, and from verse 22, and it says this. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you're fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. What powerful words. James, the brother of Jesus, writes yet again in such a brilliant way. Let's look at this. We are looking to be submissive to Almighty God. And James puts it this way. But if you just listen to God's word, you must do what it says, otherwise you're just fooling yourself. Listen, beloved, when we look at God's word, when we read God's word, quite often we just skip over what it's saying. You see, sometimes, somewhere in the recesses of our mind, someone has said to us sometime, you know, you should be reading your Bible every day. You should read your Bible every single day without fail, and you should not stop reading your Bible. That's what you should do. So that's what I did years and years ago. That's what I did. I used to read my Bible. And I would just read it. Do you hear what I'm saying? I would read it, and that is all I would do. And now and again, I would get a little something from it. But I would just read it. Because I would look at something and think, well, that doesn't apply to me. That's nothing to do with me. So I'm not taking any notice of that. It's not about that, beloved. It's not about that, believe you me. The Word of God is there for a reason, because it's the way that the Holy Spirit will communicate with you. As I believe He is doing right now, right at this moment, as I'm bringing you this Word, the Holy Spirit is communicating with you through the Word of God. Because He's saying, don't just listen to God's Word. Don't just listen, do it. When God's word says do something, then do it. Be proactive. Don't be inactive. Oh, I love that. Be proactive. Don't be inactive. As James says, if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. That's exactly it. Imagine that, looking at yourself in the mirror. You look at yourself, you straighten your tie, or you straighten your dress, you sort your hair out. Guys, you see if you need a shave, and you think, yeah, I need a shave, and you walk away and you forget that you need a shave because you've not even looked at what you've supposed to have been looking at. Beloved, it's the same with the Word of God. It's the same when we get a word from God. And oftentimes when we look at Scripture, we do it without praying. What's the point of that? If there's something in the Word of God that you're reading and you don't understand it, then do something about it. Be proactive. Why don't you just say to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I don't understand this. Illuminate this word for me in Jesus' name. And I know that I know that I know that I know that I know. If you have asked the Holy Spirit to illuminate a word for you, he will do that. But if he does, you've got to listen and you've got to do it. It's as simple as that. You've got to listen to God's word and you've got to do it. You've got to be proactive in this, not inactive. You can't go through your life just reading the word and taking no notice of what it's saying to you. That is the only way that you can get on fire for God, understand God's word, and then begin to submit to God. Because we're asked to submit to Him, and that is what we must do. That is exactly what we must do, beloved. It's so very, very important. In the book of Ephesians, it talks about you and I submitting to one another. Then Paul goes on to give us advice about husbands and wives, wives submitting to husbands, husbands, etc., etc. I'm not going to go into it. But it says right at the beginning of that bit, I think it's in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, it says, submit to one another. That is what the word of God is saying. And you see, if we see that it says submit to one another and we don't do that, we're not doing what the Bible is telling us to do. And if we're not doing what the Bible is telling us to do, how can we then submit to Almighty God? But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. That's a really important sentence. I want you to think about this. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. When you go to church on Sunday, and you worship God, and you listen to what the minister is saying, or the person who is preaching is saying, and you go home afterwards, and you don't even give any thought to Almighty God at all during the week, are you fooling yourself? Of course you are. Because that is not a true relationship with Almighty God. Therefore, you're not submitting to Almighty God. Why? Because you're not on fire for Him. Why? Because you don't love Him. Why? You don't care about Him. And you don't care because you're not listening to what the Word of God says. Beloved, we've got to turn that round. We've got to switch that round and understand that the Word of God is there for a reason. It is there to instruct us. Imagine if you've got a broken down car and you've got a handbook and you know something about cars, yet you don't know what the problem is in your car. You go to the handbook, you start looking through the handbook until you find that section that you need. You read it and then you act on it and then your car is fixed. Well, the Word of God, beloved, is a handbook of life. You read it. Look for the part that's going to help you in your situation, in your circumstance. You read it, you act on it. Instead of being inactive, you are proactive. Worship God always, beloved. In the beauty of holiness, take note of what His word says and submit to His almighty power. Because He is God, and He is awesome. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the first, the last. He is everything, the bright morning star. Thank You, Lord, for Your word today. I give You the honor, and I give You the glory, and I give You the power. Father, help us to be proactive. In Your word, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. And may Your name be glorified throughout the earth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.